The idea of bringing Greensburg back to life as the nation's greenest community was hatched on May 5, 2007, the night after one of the most powerful tornadoes on record had reduced the town to rubble. First discussed, the story goes, by a group of local, state, and federal officials huddled in the basement of the damaged but still standing Kiowa County Courthouse as yet another storm approached.
The discussion was, hey, we're going to build back. Well, why don't we do it green? We're Greensburg.
The idea slowly took hold, says former Mayor Bob Dixon, during a series of community meetings.
And as we moved into the discussion of that process, we realized that it was more than being about green. It was being about sustainability. How do we sustain our community and rebuild back for future generations?
The Phoenix Out of the Ashes story captured people's imaginations here and around the world. Actor and environmental activist Leonardo DiCaprio produced a television series about it.
We know we have to take care of our planet.
Wind turbine. Daylight and natural ventilation.
Solar panels. Green is the smartest decision we've ever made.
The series finale of Greensburg, a two-night special event, Sunday, May 2nd and Monday, May 3rd.
Federal money flooded in to rebuild city offices and the high school to the highest energy efficiency standards. Corporate money helped build a new business incubator, and a wind farm sprang up to power the town. But private developers who showed up to rebuild the community's downtown walked away when they discovered they simply couldn't make any money.
That's what spurred me into action, I guess. I thought, how are we ever going to build this back? How are we ever going to?
Scott Brown's auction and real estate business was one of the few buildings spared by the tornado. So it became a gathering place for residents and business owners who wanted to stay and rebuild. Brown figured it would cost about $1 million to build a kind of downtown strip mall, money that would have to come from people in Greensburg, not looking to get any of it back.
We're going to have to find people that want to rebuild it that's not interested in getting a financial return. Their return is they've got a place to go in and get a hamburger. They got a place to go in and get their hair fixed. They've got a place to, you know, to buy the basics.
Brown pledged the first $50,000. A few matched him. Others gave $10,000 or $5,000 to the nonprofit foundation formed to pay for the mall, which opened in 2009. And since then, Brown says, it's stayed pretty much full. That's not the case with a business park, which sits empty on the edge of town. It was built, says Dixon, the former mayor, for businesses that early on seemed eager to play a starring role in the community's comeback story.
And we had companies that came and we followed up on them and made kind of all kinds of promises, but it just never panned out.
Stacy Barnes is Dixon's daughter. She's also the city administrator, a job that she worked her way up to after moving back from Lawrence to help with Greensburg's recovery. And so it now falls to her to keep that recovery going.
I feel a tremendous responsibility.
Barnes says all the hype surrounding the town's green rebirth generated unrealistic expectations.
It's not black and white. There's no, well, are they? Did they do it or did they not? I think we are doing it and we continue to do it. And it's an ongoing process. I think if you ever get to a point where you decide, okay, we're done, then you're dying.
The spotlight on Greensburg has now dimmed. But Barnes says the town's hope of making the most of its second chance hasn't. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.